"Down the tube," she said aloud, causing a very good-looking young Asian man walking parallel with her to start and look at her with brief alarm. She smiles in reassurance, but he frowns and walks faster. She slows to let him get ahead. He's wearing a black horsehide car coat, its seams scuffed gray, like a piece of vintage luggage. And he's actually carrying, she now sees, a piece of vintage luggage. A very small suitcase, brown cowhide, that someone has waxed to a russet glow, reminding her of the shoes of the old men in the home in which her grandfather, Wynne's dad, had died. She looks after him, feeling a wave of longing, loneliness, not sexual particularly, but to do with the nature of cities, the thousands of strangers you pass in a day, probably never to see again. It's an emotion she first experienced a very long time ago, and she guesses it's coming up now because she's on the brink of something, some turning point, and she feels lost. Even her relationship to the footage is changing. Margot had called the footage Case's hobby, but Case has never been a person who had hobbies. Obsessions, yes, worlds, places to retreat to. "But it's no name," Margot had said of the footage. "That's why you like it, isn't it? Like your trademark thing." Margot had discovered that most of the products in Case's kitchen were generic, unlabeled, and Case had admitted that it wasn't a matter of economics but of her sensitivity to trademarks. Now she glances ahead to see if the Asian man is still there, but she can't see him. She checks her Casio clone. Time for Blue Ant. Time for Dorothea. The receptionist sends her up to the third floor again, where she finds Stone Street in one of his exquisitely slept-in suits, this one gray, red hair sticking up in several new directions. He's smoking a cigarette and flipping through a document in a pink Blue Ant folder.
"Morning, dear. Lovely seeing you Saturday. How was your ride home with Hubertus?"
"We went for a drink in Clerkenwell."
"That's a real version of that place we're in now. Some lovely spaces there. What did he have to say?"
"No shop. We talked about the footage," watching him carefully.
"What footage is that?"
He looks up, as if concerned that he's somehow lost the plot. "On the web, the anonymous film that's being released in bits and pieces. Do you know the one?"
"Oh, that."
What does he know?
"Helena said you called and asked about trans."